You would turn now to Leviticus chapter 26. Beginning on page 104. Page 104. Leviticus chapter 26. Reading verses 1 through 13. This is the word of the Lord. You shall not make idols for yourselves, or erect an image or pillar. And you shall not set up a figured stone in your lands to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last to the time of the grape harvest, and the grape harvest shall last to the time for sowing. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land securely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will remove harmful beasts from the land, and the sword shall not go through your land. You shall chase away your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. I will turn to you and make you fruitful and multiply you, and will confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat old store long kept, and you shall clear out the old to make way for the new. I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. And I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you walk erect. This is the word of the Lord. In Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 through 13, God reveals life as it was meant to be in the land of promise. In Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 through 13, God reveals life as it was meant to be in the land of promise, a life of plenty, where the earth yields its increase, where there is no famine or drought, where the spring harvest of grain lasts until the fall harvest of fruit, where everyone eats to the full, where no one goes hungry, a life of peace, where everyone dwells in safety, where sleep is never interrupted by fear, where there is none to make afraid. A life of joy, where the womb is fruitful, where one lives to see one's children's children. A life without pain. A life without heartache. Life as it was meant to be. And yet there is more. For life as it was meant to be is life with God. Life in the presence of God. I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. Where is the fullness of peace found? The fullness of peace is found in the presence of God. Psalm 46, verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the nations rage and the kingdoms totter, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Where is the fullness of joy found? Fullness of joy is found in the presence of God. Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 through 13, we see life as it was meant to be, life as it was meant to be in the land of promise. Here we have the great promise of Scripture, the dwelling place of God with man. The dwelling place of God with His people, not hidden from them, but God walking among them. Here we see the fullness of communion with God. The fullness of fellowship with God. Here, the greatest blessing of the covenant is God Himself. Life, as it was meant to be, is life with God. Life, as it was meant to be, is a life without idols. a life of worship, where the Lord alone is worshipped, where the one true and living God is worshipped, a life of reverence and awe, where His Sabbaths are observed, where His rest is enjoyed, where His people gather to His house, where His people gather to His table, where His people glorify Him in the splendor of holiness, where His people enjoy Him in perfect righteousness. This is life as it was meant to be. And this is life as it will be. But how? How will it be? How does one come to enjoy such a life? By obedience? Or by grace? Is such a life yours by obedience? Or by grace? Is it earned? Or is it given? By obedience or by grace? We see both in Leviticus chapter 26. In verse 13, we see the necessity of grace. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. The Lord delivered His people. The Lord saved His people, not because of anything they had done, because of His promise. In verse 13, we are reminded that the blessing of life in the land of promise was a gift of God's grace. It was given, it was not earned. Well then, by grace. Yet in verse 3, we see not only the necessity of grace, but also the necessity of obedience. If you walk in My statutes and observe My commandments and do them, then I will give you these blessings. In verse 3, we find the blessing of life in the land was also dependent upon the obedience of God's people. And so we may ask again, the enjoyment of life as it was meant to be, life in the presence of God, do we gain it by grace or by obedience? Do we keep it by grace or by obedience? Is it given or is it earned? of this question will require more than one Lord's Day to answer. But this morning we will consider how the blessings of Leviticus chapter 26, the blessings of life with God, were dependent upon grace and obedience, not only for Israel, but also for us. For the blessings of life in that earthly country, they were a shadow of the blessings of life in the heavenly country. The promise of Leviticus chapter 26, the dwelling place of God with man, that is the great promise of all Scripture. That is the hope of all Scripture. It is a promise, a hope that we see fulfilled at the end of Scripture. In Revelation chapter 21, what do we see? Verse 1, a new heaven and a new earth. And what do we hear? Verse 3, a voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." That is nothing other than the promise of Leviticus chapter 26. I will make my dwelling among you. My soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. Revelation chapter 21, we see the fulfillment of what is promised in Leviticus chapter 26. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, what do we hear? He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. That is the promise of Leviticus chapter 26. A life without fear, a life without pain, a life of joy, a life of peace. And in Revelation chapter 22, in the city of God, verse 2, what do we find? The tree of life yielding its fruit each month. That is the promise of Leviticus chapter 26. A land whose trees shall yield their fruit. A land that does not cease to yield its increase. At the end of Scripture, we see the fulfillment of God's promise in Leviticus chapter 26. But in Leviticus chapter 26, the fulfillment of that promise is dependent upon grace and obedience. The confirmation of this covenant is dependent upon grace and obedience. Israel would not enjoy the blessings of the land if they did not walk in the statutes of the Lord. they did not observe his commandments, if they did not do them. And as we will see in the second half of Leviticus chapter 26, the consequence for disobedience was not blessing in the land, but curse outside the land. Not life in the land, but death outside the land. Not blessing in the presence of God, but curse in the presence of his wrath. And as the story of Scripture progresses, that is exactly what happens. The people do not walk in his statutes. The people do not observe his commandments. The people are not obedient. They worship idols. They do not keep his Sabbaths. They do not reverence his sanctuary. And so they are exiled from the land to suffer the curse of the covenant. But that is not the end of the story. For there again we find the grace of God. For as we will see, the Lord promises even then to be gracious to his people, to remember his covenant with their fathers, to be their God again, to be their God forever. Fulfillment of God's promise to his people in Leviticus chapter 26, the blessing of life in the presence of God, it is dependent upon the grace of God. But how then are we to understand the obedience required in Leviticus chapter 26? The obedience that went unfulfilled by God's people. For it still remains that the blessings of the covenant depend upon obedience. For it still remains that the blessings of the covenant require obedience. Here too we see the grace of God. Not because God sets aside the requirement of obedience. Not because God sets aside the necessity of obedience to gain the blessings of his covenant. Not because God abolishes the requirement of obedience. Not because God abolishes the necessity of obedience to gain the blessings of his covenant, but because God himself fulfills the requirement of obedience for his people. Because God himself fulfills the necessity of that obedience for his people. Throughout Leviticus, We have seen that Israel's life with God depended upon the perfect sacrifice of another. And so here we see that the blessings of the covenant depended upon the perfect obedience of another. The obedience of Christ. The obedience of God with us. What did Christ say? Do not think that I have come to abolish the law. I have not come to abolish it, but to fulfill it. He came to walk in the statutes of the Lord. He came to obey the commandments of the Lord. And his obedience was perfect. The obedience of Christ was perfect. An obedience unto death, when at last he said, "It is finished." He perfectly walked in the statutes of the Lord. Perfectly observed the commandments of God. He fulfilled the law for us. He fulfilled the requirement of obedience for us. Life as it was meant to be. Life in the presence of God. Is it yours by grace or by obedience? Is it given? Or is it earned? It is both. For you are saved by the grace of God through the obedience of Christ. This is why you are saved by grace and by obedience. For you are saved by the grace of God through the obedience of Christ. Salvation is given to you because Christ has earned it for you. Through his obedience, Christ gained the blessings of Leviticus chapter 26. And by God's grace, he gained them for you. So that in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, Paul says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." All the blessings of the covenant are yours in Christ. obedience required has been offered for you. And so, nothing can separate you from God. Peace with God is yours in Christ. Joy in the presence of God is yours in Christ. Life with God is yours in Christ. It cannot be taken from you. Christ has earned it for you. Everything Christ has earned, you gain. As God is his God forever, so God is your God forever. As he dwells with God forever, so you will dwell with him forever. The blessings of the covenant are yours by grace and by obedience. The blessings of the covenant are yours by the grace of God through the obedience of Christ. This is your confidence. The blessings of the covenant were promised to you by the grace of God. The blessings of the covenant have been gained for you by the obedience of Christ. This is your confidence. This is your assurance. How may I know blessings of the covenant are mine, not only for a time, but forever? Because Christ has gained them for you forever. This is your assurance. The blessings of the covenant, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, are yours not only for a time, but forever. This is your confidence. This is your assurance. And so we are not ashamed to confess, and so we must confess. Salvation by grace alone, by Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. Amen. Let us pray.